I was going to tell a story about breastfeeding tonight, because lactation can happen very unexpectedly. But something actually really unexpected happened just today. So this is quite raw. I got a letter in the post today, which was unexpected in itself, because pretty much everything that comes through my mailbox is crap my teenage daughters have ordered online using my credit cards. But it was a letter with a email stamp on it, and it came from America. And it was from this woman who'd been living in Connecticut for the last dozen or so years. And she was clearly a little bit in love with my husband. And to be specific, she was actually a little bit in love with my dead husband. Russell died 3 years ago. And her writing style was a bit vague, and I couldn't work out if... I can still be critical at these moments. I couldn't work out if she knew that Russell had died. And so I went into my etiquette panic and thought, do I need to tell this woman? How do I do that? There's no return address. I don't, you know. And then I thought, well, hang on. If she doesn't know he's dead, why is she writing to me? And then I immediately thought, well, clearly there's been a kid born out of wedlock, and she's writing to me to get the support, the child support that he hasn't been sending for the last 3 years because he's dead, but she doesn't know it. And then I thought, I'm watching too much daytime television. I really have to... And as I read on, it was clear that she did know that he died, and she'd only just found out, and it was a shock. It was a terrible shock to her, and she was terribly upset. At which point, I thought, yeah, it was pretty rough for me too, because I did feel a little hostile. And she wrote, you know, I'm sorry if this upsets you, and you know, my word, it upset me, because she was writing about her relationship with Russell at university, and she'd obviously really fallen deeply in love with him, and he'd been very kind to her, and they had this lovely friendship romance, and he'd spent a lot of time reading her Icelandic poetry. In Icelandic. And I immediately thought, bastard. We were together 15 years. Was there even so much as an Icelandic sonnet? Not so much. She also wrote that they'd spent hours together discussing Beowulf again. It had not come up in our 15 years. And to be fair to Russell, I think he had tried to engage me in Beowulf, but the sort of blank look on my face had steered him away. But she did describe him as very kind and with this shiny black hair and very romantic, and had a motorbike and read poetry. And I felt very jealous, because she had this memory of him. And I had had a marriage with him and kids, and we were generally too tired for motorbikes and romance. But she had this romantic vision of him, untainted by him getting sick and untainted by watching him get thin and die. And it was even untainted by watching him yelling at the kids when he was tired and cranky. You know, it was total romance. And it went on for a long time, a little too long. And I did start to get worried that there would be a sex reference, but which I was really prepared to lose it then. But... she clearly knew something of etiquette too, and that was left unsaid. And then she started talking about how Russell often turned up late to their dates, and I thought, typical. And she also told a story about how they spent a lot of time driving together, and whenever she got behind the wheel, he'd get really anxious and quite hostile about her driving style. And I thought, yeah, that sounds familiar. But then she said the most disappointing thing that had happened was when he looked her in the eye and said, you know what? I don't want to get married, and I'm never going to have kids, and I never want to settle down. And she knew that he was telling it like it was, and she had to look elsewhere. And he said the same thing to me at the beginning of our relationship, and like Beowulf, I just completely ignored it. And we ended up having a beautiful marriage and two beautiful children. And I was really grateful to her at the end of that letter, after being in this sort of fairly white-hot rage, because she'd given me an image of him as, you know, full of kooky, obscure interests and romance and wisdom, and he brought that to my marriage, our marriage, and he was full of that too. And, you know, he was really cranky a lot of the time, but there was a lot of gloriousness, and there wasn't a motorbike, but there was, you know, we had a great adventure together. And but what she really told me was that he loved me enough to stay around and to settle down and have that marriage and have those children, which for him was completely unexpected.